This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com and the director of the World Sweeping Association. I have on the line with me Gail Holzman. And Gail is the principal and founder and so forth of American Sweeping, but also the company that's now Total Venue, and he has incorporated porta potties. He's incorporated garbage pickup company, and more. He was one of the first winners of our Award of Excellence in Power Sweeping, and for real good reasons that he's also on the advisory board of the World Sweeping Association. But one of the questions that we were asked is about porta potty, your porta potty business, and getting into that. And that's been a real good business, I know, for you. So that's why we set this interview up. So welcome to that, Gail.
Thanks for having me, Ranger.
You bet. Always a pleasure. And
I'd be a number one in the number two business.
That's it. And you are in that in that area, I know for sure. You got into the porta potty business, as I recall, in 1996. And talk about, you know, getting into that. You said something before we got started on the recording about the company that provided the best training. So we might start with that, and then if nobody wants to, if people don't want to listen any further, they can just go to them for the training.
Sure.
But go ahead.
Well, the biggest toilet provider in the world is Satellite. If you Google Satellite Industries on your phone, you will come up with a telephone number for their company. They sell the units themselves as well as the trucks. They sell the luxury trailers. They sell about everything. They'll sell you the material to clean the toilets from top to bottom. If you call them, they've got a real nice training program for newbies that want to get in the business. That's what I did. I actually went to one of their seminars, and they train you a couple days, and when you go away, you get your videos and stuff that you can share with your employees that you're hiring, and get some in the business. That's the quickest and easiest way to get in the toilet business. But we can go over some of that stuff today if you want, Ranger.
Yeah. And you know, anybody that wants to get into the business, it would seem to be a given if you're serious about it, go take the training. But, what are some of the things you've learned about, you know?
Well, let me tell you how this came about. You know, we got in the sweep business in 1984 before they even had high belts doing parking lots. Then we bought some street sweepers. Next thing you know, we're a full-service sweeper company. I've been for years. I had an account of mine in Kansas City here that I couldn't get the roll-off to get the company to pick the roll-off up, and was threatened to lose the account if I didn't get the roll-off picked up. So I went and bought a roll-off truck and 10 dumpsters, 5 for me and 5 to pay for 5 guys. Next thing I know, boy, I mean, I bought just 6 roll-off trucks and 300-400 dumpsters, and we're really rolling in the dumpsters. How the toilet business came about is, if you got roll-offs out on these contractors' jobs, first thing you want to know is you got toilets, because roll-offs pretty well go with the toilets. So that's how we actually got into it. I said, well, you know what, it's probably not a bad idea. So I called Satellite, went to a little seminar thing while I was out there. I ordered a load of toilets, which you get about 120 units per load, unassembled, and they'll send guys in to assemble them right there on your property. It's about 28 units per load if you have them assembled and brought to your property, although it's pretty expensive to do it that way because the freight right now is so high. So with that said, we got into toilet business. I got my first load in and bought a brand new shiny 2,000-gallon tank so I can do special events, because that's really where we're going. But when we first started, we actually started in the contracting side where we're working for all these construction companies around town. And we were good at that because it was the same thing as sweeping parking lots. You had the route set up. You go from shop to shop to construction site to construction site, and you charge them so much a month. And that equates down to per time that you do clean the toilet. If they have 1 toilet, 3 toilets, 10 toilets, how many ever toilets they've got on that particular project. And there's scales that you get from Satellite and other companies around the country that will show you so many people for this event, how many toilets you should have, and you'll use that scale in order to sell the amount of toilets you want to put on each event. In your construction toilets, it's about 10 employees per toilet. So if they've got 100 guys on the job, you're going to put 10 toilets out there, and that's kind of how you know how many toilets you need to put out on each project.
And do you put out or one or more on a site like that, would they need to be for people with handicaps or, I don't guess we call them that anymore, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, ADA.
ADA, yeah.
Called ADA.
So,
yes, ADAs, you know, I got very few construction jobs to take ADAs.
Okay.
Now, if you have a special event, some county, some state, some laws say you have to have so many ADAs with so many units.
Mm-hmm.
That's different from everywhere you go. So you just kind of got to know what your rules are in your area, what you need to do and what you not need to do. Most promoters of concerts, fairs, special events, and such, they don't know. You're going to have to tell them how many toilets you're going to need. What you need to know is, you know, what kind of volume of people you think you're going to have, 500,000, 5,000. Then you'll be able to decide how many units you think you're going to need. Now, I will tell you, if you're doing a city or a government project, you will be required to put ADAs out.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you know, and ADAs are quite expensive when you see how much an ADA is. I mean, you know, I hate to keep quote a price because they keep going up. But today, 3-3 of 22, I think an ADA right now is about $2,800. Well, you got to charge pretty good money for a piece that costs $2,800, but you got to deliver, you got to fill it, you got to dump it. There's a lot of things come involved when you put this out on a service contract.
And when you set your pricing, it's basically the same as sweeping, right? You just figure all your costs.
It's parallel with sweeping. It's not the same as Ranger.
Mm-hmm. Well, for sure, but
yeah, because it's different service. But yeah, it's the same parallel though. I mean, you know, I sweep a Walmart once a week. I get X dollars. I sweep seven times a week. I get X dollars. Toilets are the same thing. You put one toilet out, you know, you get one. You know, I don't have anybody in all the customers I have, and I have a couple thousand of them. I don't have anybody that goes over 2 times a week. Because if they go over 2 times a week, I put more toilets on the project.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to. My service truck is more value to me in time than it is to have. I'd rather keep the times per week down because the going from city to city to city.
And you're talking servicing times per week.
That is correct. So once I've set the toilet, and then if they want it dumped, or we call it service, then that's it's just like sweeping the parking lot. How many times are you going to service it in a given month?
And
I have some contractors just do it once a month, believe it or not.
And do you price, I would assume, given how many times you have to service it a week or a month? Or
There's two ways we do it. One is we do it per time. So, you know, if a guy calls me up, you know, how many times, how much you want to charge me to service it, it'll run anywhere from $15 to $35 per service, depending on how far they are out. We do the UPS technique, where we'll take our shop and draw circles. And the farther the circle is out in diameter, the more money it costs because you're having to travel farther.
Yeah.
So you've got to add travel time is because dumping the toilet's not expensive. Cleaning the toilet's really not that big a deal. It's the travel time that's the killer.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, especially now with fuel going up every day.
Well, that's right.
Every hour.
Yeah, every hour. Exactly. So how do you solicit out to get customers?
Well, it's just like sweeping or trash. We'll send out flyers. I've got sales guys on the street that, you know, when they see a new trailer that moves into a vacant lot, we'll definitely leave a card and a flyer. On the door, we'll stop, knock on the door, hope somebody's there, let them know we're available. We've been doing this so long that people know who we are, so it kind of puts us a hand up. We don't have to do a lot of soliciting. They pretty well know the deal. And, you know, you're going to get a bank of work where you're going to have a contractor and you're going to follow him around. And once he starts getting 3, 5, 10 projects going on, I mean, he's your guy and you're his guy. So, you know, that's the key of being able to do business with him. Having the roll-off supplemented to the toilets is really a nice advantage. The guys that don't have roll-offs, you know, I generally welcome beat them because they really just want one-stop shop. So, unless I'm really a heck of a lot more expensive than they are, I'm generally well ahead of the game on that deal.
Because you have the combination you can offer.
Right. That's correct. Yep, got both. Plus, I mean, think about it. If you're a contractor and you're getting ready to open up a place, you know, I could give them toilets, I can give them a roll off. I can flush the parking lots with my flushers. I can come in and sweep the garages if they have garages. We can power wash the sidewalks, get great turnover to the new owners. I mean, one stop shop. I can do just about anything they want to get done. Less, I don't do any yards or any of that stuff.
No landscaping kinds of things.
No landscaping. Yeah, I don't do any of that. But I can clean up after that landscaper, though.
Well, you bet. You bet. They can be messy.
Indeed.
Just raises the price.
You bet. You bet.
And you have done, is there anything else we should cover on just the porta potty, part of it? Their pitfalls? I mean, what, I know that graffiti is an issue, for example, or.
Yeah, it's a problem, but they've got satellites, got spray that you can use. It's pretty good about taking graffiti off walls. Yeah, you know, because you hate people talking about your mother on your walls. I mean,
it
happens a lot. But the thing, if a guy's just getting in the business, he needs to pace himself. He needs to be careful that he doesn't go out and borrow too much money. If he's doing it with cash, that's a whole different conversation. Most folks don't. They generally get a credit line and they start buying equipment. Buy new versus used, that's a big subject. I always go new, especially starting out, if it was me. The toilets, you can buy used, but you're starting your reputation right out of the gun. You really don't want to put toilets that are wore out on jobs, because that'll go around pretty quick, and you'll find your phone won't ring. You really need to use nice equipment. I mean, that's the key. Have it lettered, have it stickered, have your phone number on it. You'll put your service sticker inside the unit, so your driver or your operator can put the date and time on that sticker. So, and it's a big deal, these superintendents. I've lost accounts because my guy forgot to do that. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you report to the superintendent who are out there. And there's a lot of, they blow over in storms. That's something you got to make sure that you can be able to keep up with that. I'm pretty lucky. I know a lot of my superintendents. If we have a bad storm come through Kansas City, most of my superintendents are trained, and you have to train them to go out and set the units back up. They really don't get too nasty, or stuff don't really come out of the tanks when they blow over. And I can pick them up by myself, and I'm old, Ranger, as you know.
Yeah, I know
So picking, I know you.
You're almost as old as I am.
I know, I'm hot on your tail. So picking up the units is not that hard, but these are things you got to know and you got to pay attention to. But I think you've got to put fresh equipment out. You got to put out. You got to make sure you know your P&L. Understand what your revenue is going to be versus your cost. So at the end of the month, you still make your payroll. You still pay your fuel bills. You'd be amazed, guys. If they got $10 extra, they think they're making money. They have no clue how they got there. I mean, that's a lesson all of itself. You need to make sure that you go easy does it, and you do this the right fashion.
Yeah, excellent advice.
Yeah.
And you've expanded out not just roll offs and porta potties and garbage and sweeping. However, I know that there's a name called Total Venue that people can look up and find you.
Right. In Kansas City. Here you go. I that's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up, Ranger, because it's definitely different. With American Waste, which is the name of my company that hauls the trash, the roll-offs, the rear loaders, the residential, American Waste owns that part. When I work for a contractor that has a roll-off, American Waste sends the bill. Now, Ranger calls me and says, listen, I'm having a concert in my backyard. I'd like to have you bring out two units and an ADA, and I'm going to need it on Saturday the 15th. That's going to be sent out by Total Venue. It's a separate entity than what the American Waste is.
Mm-hmm.
A different P&L. Now, a lot of times the crews work in conjunction with each other, depending. We can do that. But for the most part, Total Venue is a separate unit from what the contractor is. So you have the contractor part of your piece, and then you have the special event part of your piece. And it's two different ways of pricing. It's two different ways of two different customers, two different ways of doing things. I personally like special events way better than the contractors, because people like contractors because you can count on that $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a month every month. I get that. But I can go out and make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a weekend just on special events, depending on how big the units are and how big the contracts are.
Mm-hmm. And is that typically higher pricing than contractor?
I'm not going to use the word higher because I don't think that's fair, but it's different.
Okay.
Does it cost more? Yes.
There you go.
Why? Because when I go to a contractor, I set a unit and may be there for 6 months. If I come to a Ranger, Bill, and put out four or five units, it's going to be there for 2 days.
Yeah.
So I'm going to charge you for bringing it, I'm going to charge you for picking it up, and I'm going to charge you for servicing it when you're done with it.
Mm-hmm.
And all those charges get balled up into a number, and I say, Ranger, it's $385, and I'll bring you what you need to do.
Yeah.
I don't say it's $120 a piece times three, and this, and I don't. I just give you a number, and you get to decide whether you want to do it or not.
And when you get out there and somebody has thrown inappropriate items, shall we say, in where you can't just pump it out and so forth, is that something, at a concert? Do you have to eat that, or does your contract reflect that if that happens, extra charge?
You got to build it in.
Okay.
And it happens all the time. We take care of Chiefs Arrowhead Stadium and have for the last long time since it started.
Long time.
You can imagine... Yeah, I think people get a kick out of throwing their beer cans in the toilet. I mean, I don't know why there's that many in there. It must be that. So we literally have to go through and pick the toilets out before we pump them because they'll plug our hoses up. And we got, tongs. We go in and put gloves on, put a mask on. You go in, you pick that out. You put it in a plastic bag and throw it away, dispose of it. But, yeah, you want to definitely make sure that the debris, that the NLE, stuff's on the shelves. And we have shelves in here, that you can... put your beer on while you take a leak or whatever, and then you got to go in. Most people leave that or they'll forget it. They throw stuff on the floor. I mean, it's a pretty interesting job. For that reason, you need to charge.
Well, that's right. And for that reason, just kind of again similar to sweeping. I mean, it's night. It can be cold. It's you're dealing with debris and all that.
Yeah.
It's a way to make money that you can have a higher pricing schedule because there's a lot of people out there don't want to do that job.
That's fact. That's exactly right, Ranger. You hit it right on the head. And, in the wintertime, you have to put brine in these toilets. Otherwise, they'll freeze. They'll freeze overnight. So, you have to mix brine, which we have a homemade brine machine. We actually make our own brine, and then we fill our trucks with this material. So when we go out, for example, Chiefs is probably the best example. I mean, we're going to have gains all winter long.
Yeah.
When you have bullets sitting out of Darrowhead and they're going to want to use them, you got to make sure they can use them. Here's another couple points now that we're on this point. For you to be successful in this business, guys, remember this. If that toilet smells like it should smell when a woman walks in it, your phone will not ring. How do you do that? They have spray. They have discs. You want to make sure when you clean your toilet, that it smells fresh when somebody walks in it. If you don't do that, your phone will ring, I promise you.
Mm-hmm. Cost you more later.
Yeah, it may cost the account. They won't call you back.
Right.
And guys, your toilet smell like crap. Well
you can understand why.
You got that. Well, even after it's been used for a couple days.
Yeah.
You put the right disc in it and the musk in it, you can keep that toilet smelling nice. I've always preached to my guys, if you got that toilet smelling good, you will not get the phone to ring. And it works every time, believe what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Just like cleaning the corners and sweeping.
That's correct. That's right. The little things make the difference.
Yeah. Well, your total venue, I've been to your location, of course, and you were kind enough to host our sweeping roundup there. And you have stage... that has sound gear on it, that the doors roll down on, that can just be hauled away. So you have the ability to really have a total venue situation where somebody's going to have a concert. You can roll a stage in. You've got the sound system. You can bring in the porta potties. You can prep to get it beforehand, and you can prep it afterwards and clean it back up. Clean the parking lots, et cetera. So have you found that was a good move to make?
It's without a doubt. It's the best move I ever made because it's built reputation. Because nobody else does what we do. And I tell you, it'd be easier for me to tell you what we don't do in Kansas City throughout the year than what we do, because unfortunately we've been doing it so long that, knock on wood, we do 98% of the big stuff here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really cool that we had the opportunity to do that. And that's why I've got a really good team. They're very confident. They're well-groomed. They care. They know how to talk to customers. They know what they're looking for. They get in, they get out. The crews that I put on these special events where they're actually doing the trash control, like at the Kansas City Zoo. That's a good example. They have what's called Jazz Zoo. It's the biggest fundraiser of the year. It's very a posh. Every nice restaurant from Capital Grill on down there, you know, it's a formal attire. And here I got my guys running around cleaning tables, picking the ground up, make sure trash cans are dumb. There's places for these guys to drop their plates. That takes a different deal. And that goes right along with what you and I are talking about. And you can charge by the hour for each individual you have out there. Hopefully you're smart enough to tag on enough money to make it worthwhile for you to manage this thing.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is, you know, having, you know, polite people, well-groomed, well-appointed, well-dressed, and trained how to talk to, hey, where's this place at? Hey, what do we do here? How do I do this? You know, where you can communicate with these customers. Because most of them are the high-end customers in Kansas City. They're going to go out and, you know, it's cost them a couple $1,000s just to come through the gate. So that's a big part of our business.
Well, and just to bring this point out, you are not the lowest price when anybody calls you for any of your services. Would you agree with that?
I'm the highest, without a doubt.
You're the highest, that's right. And you've been
I am,
very successful.
I'm the highest, and I don't have a problem with it. And I am what I is, because if you don't want to do it, that's okay. I'm plenty busy. I don't need to do this for practice. I mean, quite frankly, I think that's crazy.
Well, and one of the things I've found through the years that contractors haven't factored in, don't realize, is that when you deal with low-end customers and you don't have the pricing that you should have and you're on the low end of the scale, those are also the customers that are going to complain the most.
Well, you find that. I mean, you know, I've had three instances even today. On a couple of customers that wanted to argue about their bill. Now, we're talking about trash now. But regardless, it is what it is. Business is business. First thing I do, if I got a guy that's complaining, whatever the complaint may be, first thing I do is see if he's paying his bill.
Uh-huh.
Because it makes a difference of whether or not I'm going to care or not. Mm-hmm. If he's not paying his bill, he hasn't paid in 3 or 4 months, then that's one conversation. If he's paying ahead or he's right up to snuff, then that's another conversation. I mean, let's face it, it's just business. And this is no different. I mean, and we do it here every year. You know, most of this stuff that I'm doing now, Ranger, I've been doing for years. Man, I got a couple of accounts I've been doing over 30 years. Well, with that said, you're going to treat that customer a little different than a guy you haven't worked for yet, because you're going to be in training mode. But the nice thing is when we renew account, you want to go back and see, did they pay their bill on time? Now, my daughter runs Total Venue. She don't set toilets without a charge card or a check, period.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get service until you pay for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, she is staunch. I don't care if it's a chili cook-off or a mushroom hunt. I don't care what it is, a wedding. You give her a charge card or give her a check before she sets her stuff. It's that simple. She carries zero receivables.
That's a strong position and a good one.
It's the only position to be, because I'm telling you, once they use your toilet, it's real easy to not pay the bill, believe what I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And then what do you got? I mean, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, well, that's right.
Trucks over and dump in the parking lot. I'm not doing it.
Got to be tempting once in a while.
Tempting, believe me. I have, truly, no kidding. I have dumped roll-off 40-yard containers in people's driveways and do not pay me. I have done that.
It's what's their material, right?
They still own it, baby. It's not my trash. It's
that's
their,
right. That's their
they
trash.
Don't pay to get rid of it. I did that one day out here in Lenexa, which is the high-end part of Kansas City. And the cops came rolling up, the sirens blowing, and the whole deal. Cop jumped out of his car like I was a criminal, and he asked me what's going on. I says, hey, man, this guy won't pay his bill. And the cop turned to the customer and said, sir, are you paying this man to take your trash away? He goes, I ain't paying this guy. Cop turned to me and said, sir, you're free to go.
And that'd be an interesting day for both
that
of those
fun
people.
Days, but that was, you know what? That's one of them, man, you just kind of get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
That was great.
You know, we kind of covered this topic. Is there anything else you want to bring up on this?
I tell you, Ranger, if I was brand new listening to this right now, I would have a couple questions. How much does it cost to get in, and can you make money at it? So I'm going to ask those two questions, and we quit. for you to get into the toilet business, you're looking at about $800 per unit. You're looking at 125 units per load, so you can do it back later there. It's pretty expensive.
And you don't think you should get in with fewer than that? You don't just go get a dozen toilets?
I mean, to do a route, you're going to be anywhere from 22 to 60 toilets a day.
Okay.
To do a route of construction. You're going to have to, I mean, I keep, depending on how many jobs you want to do on a weekend for total venue, I mean, I've got some jobs that take 10 toilets. I've got other jobs that take 150 toilets. So, I mean, you just got to have enough to be able to provide the workload that you're willing to set aside. I mean, there are times we're sold out. I mean, you just, I've got competitors. They are competitors. But everybody in Kansas City, and I can say that with great, everybody in Kansas City helps each other. We all help each other. I don't know one guy that's in the business here in town that if I didn't call this weekend and say, hey, I'm short 2 ADAs, can I borrow one? That would tell me no if they had it. I just don't think that's the case. Which is great, because we should work together. Why not? I mean, there's plenty of business
out
there.
Absolutely.
And so I'm proud of that fact that the companies here in town, we all talk, we get along good. They got their deal, they got their prices, they got their trucks. I get that. Have a nice day. But if I need help, or if they need help, and I'm able to help them, I've never told one of them no.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, you know, you're going to have enough units to decide how big you want to get and how fast you want to get. Well, that costs money. And you're looking at about $800 per unit time you get it set up and sitting in your yard. That may have gone up a little bit. That's what I paid just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trucks. So you got different trucks that you can buy. You can buy a one-ton service truck, or you can buy a 2,000-gallon, two-and-a-half-ton special event truck, which is what I did starting out. I bought the big truck. That's the first truck I bought. And then I did services with it, which is a little overkill. It's kind of like taking a big shotgun and shooting a bear. But you want to decide what trucks you're going to do. The little trucks right now are running about $105,000, $110,000 a piece. The big trucks in the $130,000, $140,000 range. So that'll kind of give you an idea of what the trucks are costing. And you can find all this out by calling satellite, Googling this stuff. Progressive is right here in Kansas City. Progressive is a tank builder, and they assemble these trucks. There's a lot of things you can get from that, too, as well.
So it's a $100,000 investment to get into it right. You're looking at $100,000 for the toilet. Yeah, $500,000, probably.
Half a million. So that was my budget. We got started with $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we did.
Okay.
Now I've got about 4,000 units. So, you know, do the calculator on that. That's a bonus.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would help you out on the cost.
And can you make money at it? You didn't answer that question, and I know the answer is yes, or you wouldn't still be in it.
Right. If I'm not making money, I damn sure quit it. I'd sell it or just kill it. I mean, I'm not making good. Now, the reason I brought that up, though, Ranger, is I warn these guys, it's not about being busy. It's about being profitable. Now, of course, you got to be busy to be profitable. I get that. You're not going to make $100,000 with $50,000 of the business. I get that. But you can lose $50,000 with a $100,000 business.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful. You got to make sure that you step in stride. You understand what your hourly rates are, what it costs you to do this stuff, so you can keep track of how many hours you're doing. And keep your audits in line. I audit every route every day, believe it or not. On my trash, on my roll-offs, I audit everything I do. Why? Because without that, I have no roadmap. Without a roadmap, you're going to get lost, and that means you're going to get in trouble. So you want to make darn sure, if you're doing this, that you're making money, and that way, don't go off, everybody's charging $100 a month. You know what? That don't mean that. You may have to charge $120. Now, I got a couple guys, they think they can do it for $60. Man, I don't know how that works. But anyways, got to love their soul. They're busy, and they are busy, because everybody wants that $60 price. A toilet's a toilet's a toilet. I mean, you know, we're all putting the same stuff out. Now, it's the difference between clean and not clean. It's the difference between having confetti or not having confetti, like you say, Ranger. It depends on whether it stinks or doesn't stink. I mean, let's face it, there is good and there is bad in this business. But if you're doing good and even possibly great, you should be charging for it.
Excellent. There's not a better place to leave this conversation or one about sweeping or one about trash hauling or one about anything else than that comment right there.
Just business, baby.
Yep, that's why it's called business. Well, all right, we're coming up right exactly on 30 minutes, and I think that's a good place to end it. We've been talking to Gail Holzman. He's the principal of American Sweeping and American Waste Haulers and many other things out there, I suspect. He's king of his domain, that's for sure.
That's it, baby.
All right.
You've come this long, you're going to do something. Come on.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks a lot for this, Gail.
All right, Ranger. Talk to you soon, sir.